the... That's really high. The fruit of the spirit's not a coconut. The fruit of the spirit's not a coconut. Because you want to be a coconut, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All right, the next one. The fruit of the spirit's not a pineapple. Okay, because that's what pineapples look like, okay? All right, so the fruit of the spirit's not a pineapple. The fruit of the spirit's not a pineapple. If you want to be a banana, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The fruit of the spirit is not mango. What's a mango look like? Like this? I feel like mango is like this. I'm a man going. All right. The fruit of the spirit's not a mango. The fruit of the spirit's not a mango. If you wanna be a mango, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, you can either say durian or you can say laolin. It's up to you. And we all know what the action for that should be. Or for those of you who really love it. All right. The fruit of the spirit's not a durian. The fruit of the spirit's not a durian. Yum, yum. If you want to be a durian, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Let's give them a round of applause. Well done. All right. Don't worry, my whole message will not be in song, though I think if forced to do this long enough, maybe one day I can rap and turn the whole thing into a musical. So that verse, the fruit of the spirit, that's what we're looking at today, and I'm very glad to see our more elderly members of our congregation willing to commit to doing hand actions. If you need some massages later because of the strenuous activity, please let me know. And actually, you're all husband and wife, so it's up to you to do that yourselves. The verse itself is this from Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. I guess you think there is no law. And I think what's interesting to me is that in the Bible, they decide to call it fruit. Like, why not the gold of the Spirit, or the coin of the Spirit? Or why not the clothes of the Spirit, or the hat of the Spirit? Like, oh, I love the hat of the Spirit, which you wear proudly on your head, is love, joy, peace, patience. Why fruit? Why not, like, anything else? Well, for interesting, or like, why not the cats of the Spirit? The cats of the Spirit is love, joy. They chose fruit, and I think there's a reason for fruit. Fruit is specific. I know some of the things we love about fruit is it tastes good, it's nourishing, it's refreshing, it's fulfilling. But I think there's two things about particularly. One is for how it comes from. Fruit itself is planted. It grows and it ripens. It takes time to mature. But the fruit that you have is a seed that's planted in your heart. Okay, so if you plant something else in your heart, that's the fruit that's going to grow. But if it's the Spirit that's planted your heart, no matter what, the Spirit will bring the fruit out. So it takes time. It grows. It ripens. But when the fruit is ripened, it's a blessing. It refreshes. It nourishes. I mean, the great thing about fruit is not just that you eat all yourself, but a lot of times fruit is to be shared. Especially, I think, definitely in the Chinese culture, right? We are always sharing our fruit. That time that I got really angry at someone, to make up for it, I brought him a bag of oranges because that's how we share. But what's also interesting is the word fruit here in the scripture, it is singular. It's not fruits of the Spirit are. It's not the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience. It's the fruit of the Spirit is. In other words, God has made a super fruit. It's like kale. It's like a super fruit. It's the one magical super single fruit that is the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, and self-control. And that's what I love about that song, because it's the fruit of the Spirit, and it's just this one big fruit that's all combined together that when you see it and you taste it, it is, wow, that is a really love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. It's one fruit. Now, that's really important to understand, because I think sometimes when we read about the fruit of the Spirit, we think, well, you know what? I really need self-control. That's the fruit of the Spirit that I want, and I really want that to grow. Or I really want more joy or more peace. And that's true. In our lives, we do want those things, more love or more joy or more peace. But if you think about if the Spirit is planted in your heart, the fruit that will be coming out is going to be this fruit that has all that flavor in it. So let's, for example, grapes have a certain taste. There are green grapes and black grapes. They have a certain taste. Mangoes have a certain taste. Watermelon has a certain taste. Durian has a certain taste. Now, when you eat to those fruits individually, it tastes great, right? It's a little bit sweet. Some of them have a tang to it. Some of them are sour. Some of them have an aftertaste. The fruit of the Spirit, the taste that you receive from that, when you meet someone that is full of the fruit of the Spirit, when you talk to them, the taste that you walk away with is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. And maybe we highlight some of those flavors that come out, but what's talking about is the flavor of the fruit of the Spirit are those elements. And I like talking about in terms of flavor, because that's the essence that you get off. That's the thing that makes it rich or makes it special or makes it exciting. Personally, I'm really excited to go to the States, surprisingly, because one of the things that my mom always finds is really good mango and actually really good oranges. So I know my son is super excited because he loves mango. So we go back and we can eat delicious, non-fibrous mango, and it's all shared amongst us. And when we eat it, we receive joy. Now, in your own life, when you're talking to people, when you're involved in their lives, do those people walk away thinking, wow, that was really joyful. That was really refreshing. I feel really encouraged by that. Or after talking to you, they feel angry and upset and miserable. Do you walk away from someone else feeling that way too? If you can identify how that feels, you can start saying, well, God, maybe I'm stopping that fruit of the Spirit from growing. I want to share a picture of a friend of mine, and I asked him for permission. And you may have seen this on social media. But this is my friend, and he's trying to grow some melons in his garden. And one day he looked outside in his garden, and he saw, oh, wait, sorry, he didn't see this. But that's a good question that you guys can think about for later. He saw this. Wow. How amazing would it be if you planted in your garden, you had a watermelon that size? So good. The only thing was, wow. God plants his fruit with barcodes all ready to go. This is truly a genetically modified plant. In other words, sometimes we wish we could have this great fruit in our garden. And we think this is the fruit we want. So maybe God has planted this vine in our heart, this Spirit that says, I want you to bear love, joy, peace, patience. And you say, you know what, God? That's cool, but I would rather have a watermelon. I'd rather let my life be filled with money, or I'd rather have my life be filled with good toys and stuff, or I'd rather let my life be filled with anger, or I want just to be, I'm so angry at the world, this is the fruit that I'm making, or I just want so many things, or I'm so jealous. It turns out when you are those things, you're making a fruit that doesn't belong. That's not what God planted in your heart, but you're saying, well, I don't care. I want to have this fruit here anyways. I want this fruit, and I think that's more important. And that kind of fruit actually isn't a real fruit because it's not bringing blessing. It's not true. It's not the way God has designed you to be. And instead, it's just there. Now, I want you to look carefully at this picture because there's something, the real fruit is actually in this picture. The real fruit is actually there. Yeah, see, Uncle Larry's trying to grow shark fin melon, but it's so small. You're not going to get any fruit out of there. I feel like it's so good. I want to go backwards and do it one more time. Here is the watermelon. You can see him here, Mr. Fuzzyhead. Hi. Oh, I'm so small. Now, the thing about fruit, it also takes time to cultivate, to grow. Like, I wish I was more loving, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithful, self-control kind of person. And I want it to be faster. I wish I could just make it grow really fast. In fact, so I get so fed up, I just go to the supermarket and try to just buy it right away. But you can't. The way God designed us is that things take time. It takes time to learn different things. It takes time to grow in love. It takes time to grow in patience and peace. These things all take time. And when we look at this fruit in this day and age, we think, oh, that's such a small fruit. Nothing's ever going to come from that. But really what you have to do is wait. You have to be patient. You have to try and help it grow. In other words, as Elsa once famously sang, you have to let it grow. It's actually not really let it grow. But you have to cultivate it. You have to nurture it. You have to build it and feed it. You have to take care of these elements. So I will give you some simple steps. If you know God has put the Spirit in you, if you are a believer, he has planted that seed in your life. And he will make that grow out. But you have to know how to cultivate it. So how do you cultivate it? How do you cultivate plants? Well, you feed it. The way to feed it is by reading the Bible, by praying, by singing, by listening. So coming to church is a great way to feed that. Learning how to pray. And when I say learn how to pray, it means just learning how to talk to God. Starting from wherever you are, however you speak, just saying simple prayers and going like that. By reading the Bible. And I know sometimes when we read it, we don't understand it. If that's the case, you say, God, can you help me understand it? Or you say, life group leader or friend or teacher or mom or dad, why does the Bible say this? What does God mean when this happens? Why does this happen in the Bible? That childlike faith where you're just asking all sorts of questions, do that. Don't be afraid. Our church is not one where if you ask a question, we're going to get mad at you. If we get mad, it's only because we're insecure and we don't know the answer and want you to go away. That's not right. That's our problem. But if you ask the questions, then spend time and say, okay, well, let's try to find out. Let's grow. Let's feed that. But the second thing about, taking care of plants is that you have to kill the weeds, the things that want to stop the plant from growing. And killing the weeds is stop sinning. Stop doing the things you know God doesn't want you to do. And the other part is confessing. If you've done something wrong, tell someone and say, you know, I'm sorry. Confess to God and say, God, I'm sorry. This is what I've done. I'm proud. I'm selfish. I hit my sister. I broke this. I've been looking at these things that I shouldn't have. You have to tell someone because you have to confess. Now I'm going to go through the one singular fruit of the Spirit, but broken up into its kind of little flavor chunks. With a simple phrase that I got from this sheet of paper that my wife told me to make into a poster many years ago that I haven't, but it's on my computer desktop because I need to do this. But it's from Gospel Publishing House, and it's for kids. and simple, but it looks at each one of parts of these flavors of the fruit of the Spirit with a phrase that says, this is what I will do. So we'll start with the first one, love, which starts off with this: I will put others first. If you want to nurture that fruit, if you want to nurture the fruit of the Spirit, when you're thinking about love, you're saying, okay, one of the things I want to do is I will put others first, not just myself, not just what I want to do or what I feel like I need to do. Joy, I will be okay with what I have. I will be okay with what I have. Isn't that funny that the secret to finding joy is to say, well, I'm okay with what I have. I'm not desiring something else. Peace, I won't be afraid because I trust in God. I know that God is here, so that's what gives me the peace. Patience, I will wait without complaining. As you can see, this is designed for children, but I think as adults, it should strike us a little bit harder. I feel like sometimes when I order something from Amazon Prime, even then, I'm impatient. Why has it not arrived? Or why have the t-shirts for Fat Camp not arrived yet? Kindness, I will be nice to everyone. Goodness, I will do what is right. Faithfulness, I will not quit. Gentleness, I will care for others when they mess up. And that's that real spirit of gentleness. I will care for others when they mess up. And self-control, I will think before I act. You understand, as you take these elements of thinking, if you take these elements and you're using that to feed and water, the Spirit, that's the fruit that's going to appear. You will have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. That is what your life will start to look like. You know that's not the fruit that's happening if you are anxious about many things, if you feel like things are out of control, if you are frustrated and mad, if you feel tired and lost. You're saying, actually, God, I have been watering the wrong fruits in my garden. I've been watering these things, when actually, God, I only need to water the one seed, your Holy Spirit, and that will bear the fruit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Should we just read that verse out together, just as our way to kind of close? Let's read this together. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Shall we pray as the worship team comes up? Lord Jesus, we thank you because you have given us your Holy Spirit, and no one can take it away from us because you are the one who planted it. God, let us be faithful to cultivating and feeding that fruit, because we know that that's what will come to life. If in our hearts right now we are struggling, if we find ourselves feeding the wrong fruits, we're sorry. Instead, God, will you let our hearts and our minds be focused on what you desire, not just what we want? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.